Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Raquel Packets. She is the Happy Healthy Hiker and also the owner of Zen Freight Solutions, which is a third-party transportation business. I have Shelly Berry. She's outside of Phoenix. She works at a local bank, building trusting relationships to help businesses grow. She also works as a business coach. And I have Simon Coles in the UK. He owns a small software company and is the founder, developer of Better Conversations, which is bringing clean language to business. So everybody here today has an and that they do. So the question I have today is, where is the line between filling your own cup and being selfish? Raquel, can you kick us off?
So I really, truly feel like there's a balance here, right? Because I think a lot of us give away a lot of our power a lot of time and don't give ourselves some of that filling of our own cup. But the line seems to be a little bit blurred as to whenever it's useful or no longer useful for yourself. So I would say if you find that you're putting off your family, putting off your friends and things that also fill your cup in order to do one specific thing, then that's probably the line that you're crossing a little bit too far into more a little bit of obsession over just self-help and self-love, self-care.
Interesting.
So I have an intuitive psychic medium friend, and she's every now and again draws our attention to lessons we're meant to be learning in this incarnation. And one of the hardest ones to learn is love for self versus love for others. And I think that's the nub of this. Is that balance between what do you need for yourself versus what you should leave on the table for others in some way or another, or enable others to have?
Yeah, Raquel really almost took the words right out of my mouth. You being a business coach and working with people with their mindset and internally, I've come across people, particularly women, who are afraid to fill their cup because they've been programmed to think that that would be selfish. So sometimes my coaching means it's okay for you to be a little selfish because for them, selfish really isn't selfish. It's filling up their cup because ultimately they want to give back to the world. They want to edify their family and then themselves as well. But if you don't fill your cup and you're running on empty, you're not going to accomplish what you desire anyway. And then you could inadvertently going back into unhealthy patterns that end up being selfish. I think the line is crossed when you're doing things that are to the detriment of somebody else. That would be selfish. I think filling up your cup, there could be a balance. Sometimes the other person might feel like they don't have your attention right now. They're your child or something, but then you use wisdom to determine whether that's a detriment to them or you have the wisdom to know, I need to fill up my cup so that I can provide the best that I can for you, my child or you, employee or you, customer, whatever that you is.
I think it's interesting that there seems to be a pretty strong imbalance where people are either too far one way or too far the other way, and finding that middle ground where I'm taking good care of myself and I'm also managing and helping people around me seems to be really tough. And it's interesting that I want to say, like, who gets to decide that? But sometimes you need somebody from the outside to say, hey, you need to step up to the plate, or hey, you need to take care of yourself. And sometimes you need to say from the inside, no, this isn't your space. How do you figure that out?
Personally, I take time to feel into my body and see how my body feels to react to it. Like if a friend calls and says, do you want to go to a concert? My first gut reaction is normally, no, I don't. I'd rather go to the woods personally. But depending on how I've spent my time, if I've given myself enough self-care that week, sometimes I say, yeah, that could be, it's a little bit outside my comfort zone. I'd do such a thing. But I always sit with my intuition and kind of just allow it to guide me.
So I guess there's a related question, which is how do you know when your cup's full or empty? Because I think we would probably say that it's important to have your cup at some sort of appropriate level, if you want to use that metaphor. And I suspect a lot of us aren't very good at that.
I don't know if there's a scientific term for it, but I think you intuitively can know if you're exhausted, if you're a little bit more irritable. I think there might be some signs there that maybe I'm running on low. I often that's what I'll say. I'll say I'm running on low. I don't know if I can actually tell you exactly what that looks like. I can't paint it for you, but it's that I know I'm not at my best. I'm exhausted, or I'm operating not out of my best self. Maybe the responses of others are a good clue sometimes to where I am. Maybe I'm not accomplishing as much as I typically can on average in a day, or maybe I find myself just snapping at people. That's kind of a sign for me. When my cup is overflowing or too full, it's probably maybe the same result from others. At least they might feel a little bit put off by me.
I think for me, it's about, is my stress and anxiety cup too full? Like, do I have overflowing too much of that, which means my other cup is too empty? That's how I would notice, is that I would have stress, anxiety, unhappiness, feel like I'm not being productive. All those kind of things means maybe I'm not doing enough self-care.
So isn't it interesting that we're approaching this question from ourselves and our inner knowing? But when you read that, and particularly the word selfish, for example, that's often implied as a criticism of by others. Of you. And I wonder what would happen if we asked people who were a lot younger than us and a lot older than us how they would feel it. Because I think it's one of those things that you probably change perspective of as you get older.
Selfishness is interesting because I do feel like it's something that is put on us from the outside. Like, what selfishness is, what it means, is put on us from the outside. And even now I can tell you what I determined to be selfish is a reflection of what my parents taught me. And sometimes I have to say that isn't true.
For sure. I relearned the word selfish because I was always giving out of my own cup and never filling myself up. So I had to redefine the quality time with myself, and in order to get my mental health correct and to fill my own cup up, was not selfish, right? The line is when you're no longer doing good for yourself and hurting others, or putting out.
The interesting thing is hurting others. Again, who gets to determine that? Because I know there are lots of others who are more than happy to say, you're hurting me by not giving. And I'm like, no, you're being selfish by demanding of me.
Yeah, it's being able to determine, well, what can they do and accomplish for themselves? But, and I mean, how do you know? I mean, I guess just life experience, I suppose, is the best teacher. If it's a close friend or a colleague or a child that you've been around enough, you can become attuned to things yourself and others. You can learn those boundaries. So what they're saying, I have a teenage son right now. I have to teach him what is selfish and what is not. His natural bent is to kind of be all about him right now. And it's important that I'm taking responsibility to kind of give him perspective, which is to give him other-centered. It's not always just about being self-centered. It's all a fluid thing and never black and white, but that's how relationships work. And I think that's just kind of the best way we can navigate through the line between selfishness and filling up your cup, or who or how it's determined. It's fluid, but relationships matter. So we try the best we can through experience, I think, mostly. And then as a parent to a child, it's really training them up.
And I feel like too, if I say to someone, I don't have that to give you right now, and their response is either too bad, give it to me anyway, or, oh, sorry, I'll come back later. And not to say, oh, hey, how can I help you? That for me is a red flag of, oh, this is somebody who might not be a good measure for me to determine whether I'm being selfish or not.
And sometimes when they do say, I'll come back later, that could be that they recognize, okay, let me give her space to fill up, you know, so she's not feeling that pressure.
Or if they say, I'll come back later, and it's just to take, not to check
in. Oh, I see.
Right?
Not to connect.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just noticing it. This is balance, isn't it? And a lot of the hard questions are about balancing two incompatible things. I've certainly been the wrong side of that balance, particularly when I'm younger. And there are people in my life who might point out that I'm misbalanced. And I also think you're talking about teenagers and things like that. I think especially for mothers, it's very easy to end up with an empty cup, particularly when you've got small children who quite literally depend on you for everything. And I think a lot of the path of later motherhood and after the kids leave home is about readdressing that balance in your life.
Oh, I think it's different for everyone. You have to find your safe place, right? Where you can go to find that inner balance, that place that fills your cup. For me, it's the woods or yoga. Those are my two places that fill me back up. But that's not the same for everyone. You know, my husband is more people. If he gets around other people, that fills his cup back up. So I guess my suggestion for anyone listening would be to try multiple things and keep looking for what fills you.
And feel like you have the right to fill you. I think that's super important. I think I've learned that as I've gotten older, is that I have the right to say, not right now. I have nothing else to give. I need some space. And people can take that as selfish. They can be mad. They can throw their little hissy fit. And I don't care. Take that for what you will.
Have people around you who can hear that and support you in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have people that you can say, I'm not okay right now. I think that that's a huge, huge thing. So that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. It's always interesting to try and understand the balance and how other people see it. So thank you for sharing your thoughts. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.